Jeanette and Jay John Show here on Asian Pop Radio.
Well, we don't get an intro like that for every segment, do we? Isn't that good?
And who live vibes.
Who could that be, Jeanette? Who's
it's
in the studio
Will
with us?
Will from Buddy Studio.
Hello, everyone. This is Will.
Hey, Will. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Cool. I'm very good, and I'm very excited that you're here with us today because I think a couple weeks ago I was finishing up at the radio studio, and I was walking down the street, and I saw a big crowd of people watching a performance, and I was like, "What's this about?
What's everyone watching?
This has got to be good." And it was. And I watched you, and I didn't have any coins in my wallet, and I felt so bad.
You never have coins, though.
I know.
You never have coins.
But I was like, I have to take a photo. So I kind of was a bit sneaky, and I took a photo of your name. I was like, I'm going to have to check that later. So I thought, you're probably going to be sitting there thinking, what's this suspicious Guelo doing over here? But anyway, you're here with us now, Will. Right, yep. But where are you from?
I'm from Taiwan, a beautiful country that are close to China, Malaysia, and you guys know where it
you
is.
Do. Yeah. I was actually there for the first time in 2009, so it's a lovely place. Are you from Taipei or?
Close to. I'm originally from a county called Taoyuan.
Right.
Taoyuan, yep.
Cool. It's a great place. I can't wait to go back there again.
Awesome. Oh, did you go?
To Taiwan? Yeah, I was there in 2009.
That was so long ago.
It was. It was probably changed a little bit now. I kind of felt like Taipei had a little bit of a Melbourne vibe. It, like, obviously a bit different, but similar in some ways, like the art and the culture. Yeah. So how long have you been working on your music, Will?
I've been learning guitar ever since, like, 13, 14 years old. And, funny thing is that at first I was quite reluctant to learn the music. I remember I was in junior high school, and there was a music class that teacher required all of us to perform at least one musical talent.
Yeah.
And by that time, I don't have any. Instead of like...
I was the same, that's all right.
Just a triangle, ding.
I don't even know about it. Yeah. So my older brother, who is 7 years older than I am, he was like really into playing guitar, and he was like try to show off and, hey man, I show you this and show you that and all the tricks I did and, you know, how to get chicks or all that. And I was like, oh, I don't actually into that, but you know, for the class I just learned something or a thing or two from you. Yeah.
And now you're here.
Yeah
Very good.
Yeah. Best decision ever.
So how long have you been working on music?
I think on and off, because I'm not like a full musician all the time. The funny thing is that before coming to Melbourne, I wasn't a musician at all.
Yeah.
I think I was working in the office back in Taiwan, and I also work on the container ship. As an officer. So like navigating.
Right. You would have seen a lot of Evergreen logos. Evergreen.
The funny thing is that funny you mentioned that I was working for Evergreen.
Why you saw it all the time.
Where I live in Melbourne, it's very close to the docks, every night I ride home on my bike and I see the Evergreen containers. I think I wish I was in Taiwan.
Oh, come on.
So when did you actually decide to come to Melbourne?
So back in 2013, I think it was June 23rd, that is the day that I arrived in this
good memory.
Beautiful. Actually, the funny thing is that I got my boarding pass here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a paper plane.
Oh, fantastic. Isn't that clever?
Awesome.
Yeah, it's made from one of my really talented Hong Kong artists.
Wow.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so this is, a reminder and where all the fantasy and dreams began.
Oh, fantastic. Isn't that good?
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I just have a broken watch and I don't know how to tell the time.
So, Will, obviously in Melbourne now, which other cities have you traveled to, and are there any other places that you've done busking?
I've been to Sydney once or twice before, and I've done a few busking sessions there. I think the vibe is quite different. Like, Sydney is city, and I mean city where everyone moves so fast.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that here is not fast, but it's
no, it's a bit different.
Yeah.
You can stay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Busking isn't for everyone, but yeah, what are some of the things that you like about busking, Will?
First of all, it was the, because I actually just tried once or twice of busking in Taiwan back in the days, and this is the place I actually take busking as a really serious stuff. And the first thing I noticed is that how generous and how kind the people are.
Yeah.
And the cultural shock. You know, we Asians, we tend to be really introvert.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
And
I definitely am.
Yeah. So, well, you don't tell, but but yeah. like still, I'm adjusting myself.
Yeah.
To fit in the place better. And yeah, just people will appreciate what you're doing, and they give you donations as when they're saying like thank you to you, which is like a big wow to me.
I think that's a nice thing about busking, because everyone's busy, they're running from somewhere, but then all of a sudden you see someone busking and you can stop for 5 minutes and just see something different and appreciate the art, and you go, I'm really glad we can live in a city where we've got so many talented people.
A little bit of a breather.
Yeah. What's some of the strangest things that have happened to you since busking? Because we've had a friend of yours in the studio before, Kim and Wong.
Yeah.
And he's told us lots of strange things. And he's actually, you know, he said to us that people would come sometimes and take his money.
Yeah, I had that experience too.
And I said to him, well, that's not very nice. And he said, yeah, but if they need some money, you know, I'm making some money. If they need some, they can have some. And I'm like, wow.
Good on
him. Shut the case on that. Be like, no.
Such a nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But how about you?
Yeah, I have that similar experience before, but I also have some other different experience. There was one time, I think quite late at night, and there was a bunch of crazy happy people dancing around me while I was busking. And after they are getting high, they are kind of like dropping something into my guitar case.
Yeah.
And when I was like packing up, I realized it was a needle.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But I think they are kind of like, certainly we're not encouraged, you know, such behavior. But it, you know, it's a nice thing to think of. They are probably appreciate my thing and want me to enjoy their fun.
Maybe they're just like, you should come over sometime. Have a little taste what our party's like.
I'm glad you're taking it as a compliment. Well, that's a good thing. All right. Well, I think we want to hear some of your music now. Ooh. Can you play us a song?
Yep.
What are you gonna share with us today?
This is because before coming here, I was kind of like a dilemma, because this is the Asian pop radio, right?
Yeah, but you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like prepared a little bit, like a Chinese song.
Great,
go on.
So this is a song that I think it's first released in probably 20 years ago while I was still in high school.
Yep.
Am I giving away my age now?
No.
Don't worry, you're still younger than me. It's okay.
Cool. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters, yeah.
Right. So this is a Chinese song written and sent by an artist in Taiwan called Zhang Zhenyue. All
right.
Yeah.
So all right, here it is.
Cool. This is called Ai Wo Bie Zou.
Oh, 如果你说你不。 听见你真的说出口，再给我一点温柔。
I know. I had to do two things at once. Yeah, got to be good at multitasking on Asian Folk Radio. Fantastic, Will.
Thank you.
Brilliant stuff.
It was so moving. I nearly cried.
It was really lovely. I think the song is familiar as well. I think I've heard it before.
Right? I think we've played it before.
I believe so.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. Now, I was looking on your Facebook page earlier today, and I saw that you've made a pretty special bond with a lady that sells the big issue. Yeah. Can you tell us about that? That's a lovely story.
Yeah, so she's not the only encounter that I made on the street. Especially as a full-time busker, we got a lot of chance to meet some regulars on the street.
Yeah.
And that lady, her name is called Cheryl, and she's been here in Melbourne City selling big issues for quite a while already.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is that I knew her for quite a while, but because I came here in 2013, and I just noticed her, and not like making friends with her at the very first beginning, because you know, probably like normal people, we always think of big issue people are kind of like I don't know,
bit different.
Like, yes,
yeah, you're right. Yeah, I know what you mean. So it's a bit different. They're in a different situation.
Yeah. Yeah,
sometimes people are a little bit cautious for some reason because they're not familiar.
I'll get one straight away. They're like, oh.
So for those that don't know, the big issue is it's like a fundraising magazine, news magazine that's produced to help people that are low income or homeless.
And I just realized that after she told me that it is actually an investment. It's not the thing that, you know, some organization or probably government just gave it to you and you can make money out of it without any reason. So it is sort of like a business in a way.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So I took my courage and talked to her, and I'm just so glad I did, because she just turned out to be the nicest person I've met on the street. And she's really like heartwarming. And sometimes I was busking and she was selling big issues. Sometimes we, you know, collab with each other, but because, you know, like we just all need to do what we need to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes she could just, you know, so enjoy the music and, you know, soak herself in the music and, you know, having fun and not thinking about doing business in a way.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And, yeah. And
that's great.
Yeah. And she's so nice to me that, because we as buskers, you know, the place, the spot that we busk is crucial.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah,
when you think
needs
of
to be a good spot, right night, right time.
Yes, and there's no right
the right weather.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So then there's no way for us to actually occupy the spot and telling anyone to stay away from the spot.
Yeah,
definitely. And yeah, and she was so nice that sometimes we can share the spot and we can just probably just to work it out. And
fantastic.
The thing we
isn't that nice?
We deal
That's
with.
So nice.
Yeah.
Now we see that you've got a CD out.
Yep.
Is this the first time you've produced a CD, or have there been a couple?
Well, me personally, this is like the solo stuff. This is the first time.
Fantastic. And all your own original music, or is there some covers?
The thing is that those are the covers.
Yeah.
And but I'm working my way to my original CDs.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so how many tracks are on the CD?
There are 5.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool. And this is the one that you sell on the street when people can see you busking?
Yeah. So those are the songs that I mostly do on the street.
Great.
And it's kind of the vibe that you can get when you can walk home with you and, you know, to get a little bit of the thing that I do on the street. So, yeah.
And how long have you been working on your music? So writing, how much time do you spend each week thinking about your music and writing and practicing?
Well, I would love to give you a specific answer on that, but
roughly.
Yeah. Pretty much every day, every minute, but we, as you know, normal people, we all have to deal with all
other
the things. But other than that,
it's hard to find the time to do what you're passionate to do, isn't it? Okay, so what's next for you, Will? Are you going to plan to go back to Taiwan, or do you hope to stay in Australia?
The thing is that I just love Australia, Melbourne specifically. I love here so much. So the plan is that I probably will stay, but I miss my families and friends back in Taiwan. That was like, every now and then I would try to find a chance and try to find time to fly back. And but it's always nice to live here in Melbourne. Yeah. Let's just be honest.
Like Melbourne's your second home.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I hope you can stay as much as you can, and I hope as long as you can. And please do come in to Asian Pop Radio anytime you've got anything new you want to share.
Sure, definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. We'd love having you around, and hopefully we can see you busking a lot on the streets of Melbourne.
You bet.
And hopefully everyone else listening can see you in Sydney and maybe some other cities. We'll do a road trip.
I'll
drive. Just kidding. I don't have my license. That's dangerous.
Well, Will, how can we support you? So how can our listeners follow you, buy your music?
So I do have a Facebook page. If you can search Bunny Studio.
Yeah.
And I do have an Instagram account, which is more like a personal stuff at the moment. But I'll try to work my way to the, you know, more to the account.
Facebook's a good start.
Yeah. It's a funny thing because all my friends are, they encouraged me to have my own page. But I was like, I'm not so sure about that. But yeah, I'm glad I did. And I do have one now. So if you like what I'm doing, or maybe you passed me something that you wanted to say, or I do have a platform, so
you can take requests.
I'll try.
I'll come at 2:02 p.m. Please play this song.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on the Jeanette and J-John show today. Hope to see you soon.
My pleasure.
Wow, what a show we had.
We did. Very long chat with Will.
On the Jeanette and J-John show, Asian Pop Radio. Just had to plug that in. Plug.
Good work. Follow us on Twitter @ Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/ Asian Pop Radio. How can you listen to Asian Pop Radio?
Download our app as well as listen to us online.
Yes, asianpopradio.com, or you can subscribe via iTunes or check us out on Podomatic. Podomatic.com/ Asian Pop Radio.
Yes.
Back tomorrow. And back to the top 10 now.
Back to the top 10, but that's not the last time we see Will, will
no,
we?
No.
So many Wills in that sentence.
Yeah, where there's some Wills, there's certainly a way.
A Winnie.
Yeah.
One Winnie.
All right, Asian Pop Radio. Guys, if you liked the podcast, please rate and review it. I hope you can do that. Any 5 stars you can give us on any platform would be ace. If you do like it, share it with your friends on social media, because the more that people can see what we do and hear what we do, hopefully the more interactions we get and the bigger and better we can grow.